Thank you, Jerry, for laning. We'll get you next time, too. Mincha Maariv this evening will be at 5:05. I remember when I was about 18 in high school. I can't remember the exact circumstances, but it was one morning in shul. We used to daven together as a school community, so I'd come and the one of the rebbes was there, and there was some good news. I can't remember exactly what it was personally. And the rabbi came up to me and he kind of like presented his cheek, almost as if for me to give him a kiss on the cheek. And I don't know if you've seen this before. This is somewhat familiar. The more right you go on the Jewish spectrum, that's more familiar to have this kind of paternal affection between teachers and students, rebbeim. And I kind of hesitated. And he said, don't worry, don't worry. The Shulchan Aruch that says you can't kiss in shul, that's only before davening. After davening, it's okay. And I said, oh, yeah, that's why I was hesitating. It wasn't. But there is a halacha, which finishes halacha aleph of this siman, which says, Ein l'nashek b'hem banav haktanim, that in a bet midrash and a bet knesset, one shouldn't kiss their small children. She'inu ro'i laharot sham ha'avat acheret zulat avat Hashem. Because one shouldn't express love other than love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this space. I'm sure we've seen this all the time. People kiss their little kids. And there are different ways to see around this. There's a report. There are those who say that Rav Moshe Feinstein used to kiss his grandkids because he said this only applies to your kids. There are some, I'm sure many of us have seen different communities, particularly in Sephardi communities, there's a practice to kiss somebody on their hand after an aliyah or on the cheek as a kind of sign of respect. And there are a lot of tshuvot written that kisses out of respect are allowed, just not out of affection is allowed. But either way, so if you see someone doing it, you shouldn't go over to them and say, no kissing in shul. If they're kissing their kids, I think it's also pedagogically reasonable to show love and express affection to your kids. But this principle stands, that this is a space that should be devoted for affection to our spiritual lives, devotion to spiritual love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that once we've decided that we're not going to do Dvarim B'Telem, and we're not going to do Cheshbanot, and we're going to sweep the floors and light the candles, and we've got this space filled, primed with positive energy, we should harness that energy into building and forging a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then using that platform to forge relationships with those we love, with our neighbors, our friends, and our peers.